Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On 104.1 KMOX, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Bush still on the dribble, can't get around the Look bigger
thing. Stolen away by Kellen.
Protect yourself.
Length to the floor, to the hole, layup good because Bush was all over him, yes. Or he would have dunked it.
Yes. Look at that. He stole it from a 5'9 point guard.
And stolen away by Quentin Jones. Wants to weave and drive. Reverse layup. Yes. Oh, take him to Q school.
Yes. Look at the
stolen
dogs.
Stolen away by Thames. For Sharma. Step back three. Bang. Instant Sharma. Oh, the defense. It's gone crazy.
Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. were going crazy on KMOX with that great moment for the Billikens as they exploded and ended up winning that game against Chicago State, 108-86. Joining us is Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Tom. Good to hear from you. And everything always sounds better when Rammer and Earl, I need them in my day-to-day life, just calling like me grocery shop, yeah, and driving to work. You know, whatever we're doing, it'd be great to have those guys narrating it for you.
He's loading up on more sparkling water. There he goes.
Instant Sharma and the slope show, but Rammers, you know, those guys are too much.
That was a wild moment in the game, a game that I know frustrated you a little bit defensively, but let me first just compliment 108 and the fact that that smaller lineup kind of did the trick, didn't it? Just to pick up the pace of that basketball game.
Yeah, it did. You know, that's part of, you know, we have a deep, versatile team in a lot of ways we can play. And certainly going with the five guard look, you know, with size, because I think we had, Deion's out there some, and he's the smallest guy, whatever, 6'3", 6'4", but everybody else, 6'6" and above, and a lot of versatility there, a lot of pace. And that's what that group, you know, where their strength is, you know, is being able to really pressure and force turnovers and switch everything and really play with great pace and skill. And I thought, you know, our defensive pressure, allowed us to really hit the gas offensively and had a big run there to kind of take a game that was, you know, pretty close early in the second half. I think it was an 8-point game when the run started, and we went on a 29-1 run, and then, you know, we're up 36. So, and it happened pretty quickly.
Yeah, when you started that lineup of Avila and Otieno together with Dunlap, who can rebound, and Thames, who can rebound, and Deion, who can rebound, I turned to Troy. Actually, I said it on the telecast. I'm like, that's a rebounding lineup right there. That was what you were trying to do. It just didn't seem to work out. The physicality that you wanted was not there.
Yeah, no question. I think, we thought that would be a lineup that against Chicago State would give us a chance to really, hit the glass. They're a smaller team. They also, you know, kind of play a, you know, chaotic, frenetic style that gets them in a lot of rotations and scrambling. So we thought we'd have an advantage on the glass. Credit, you know, Chicago State. I thought, their shot making, but their effort level, you know, how physical they played, how hard they played. They have good players and they really competed. And so I thought, we didn't have an advantage there. That's the way, you know, things work inside of a game. You know, you go into a game, you have an idea or thoughts of what you think will be successful. And sometimes those ideas are spot on. And then other times, you know, it's not at all what you thought, you know, and it could happen in a variety of areas. Maybe a guy's a, you know, a terrible shooter coming to a game. You're going to play off. And next thing you know, he makes four threes and you got to adjust. And so, you know, there's all kinds of things inside of a game that, you know, you walk into a game and feel like this is what's, you know, could happen or should happen. And then it doesn't. And, you know, so you just adjust with it. But I do think that lineup, you know, the two bigs together particularly, is something we're going to continue to, you know, obviously develop and work with. And they've had their moments where it's been really good, but certainly we need to be better than we were with that group Thursday night.
How was practice yesterday? Was it up to your standards?
Yeah, I think we didn't go super long. It was more of the film, you know. And I think, you know, my frustration, you know, if you look at, I know people get caught up, you know, and I understand why. It's just the way people's mind works, you know, like 86 points. And, you know, I will say this, like, I only worry about, like, points only matter in terms of possessions played, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you play a game and you give up 65 points, but you played the game, you only run defense 60 possessions, to me, that's a much worse defensive effort than if you gave up 75 points in a game where there was 85 possessions, right? It's only points per possession that matter. So the more possessions, you know, you're looking at points per possession. And so, you know, the first 32 and a half minutes, we were well below 1 point of possession, which if you're about 0.9 points of possession, you're going to win about 95% of the time in college basketball. We were below that, even though they made, I thought, Chicago. We weren't great defensively, and Chicago State did make some really hard mid-range jumpers. The last 7.5 minutes was really where I, you know, felt like, you know, we got away from who we are, you know, on both ends. I thought we were, you know, and that's human nature, you know, to play the scoreboard, to allow the circumstances to dictate your, you know, your energy and your focus. You're up 36 points, and so what does a basket matter? You're up 36 points. Why not, you know, why hunt great when I can just take some shots and try to see if I can, you know, increase my scoring average. So, you know, those things are just not going to fly. And we talked a lot about it, and certainly, you know, human nature, you know, is an, you know, opponent we're going to have to fight all year long. And certainly that's my job to make sure that, we play the right way, regardless of the scoreboard.
There are only a handful of D1 teams in the state of Missouri: SLU, Mizzou, Missouri State, SEMO, Kansas City, and Lindenwood University. And here they come for a game tomorrow night to preview the Lions, if you would.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, I think it's a good team. They went out and they played two obviously extreme spectrum games. They went out to Texas Tech and Lubbock against a top 10 team, and then came home and played Health Sciences Pharmacy, the school across street. So obviously two complete ends of the spectrum. No disrespect to UHSP, when they went out to Texas Tech, their two leading scorers didn't play. Those guys are both back. I think it's a good team. I think it's very much like SEMO, watching those guys, watching them out at Tech. They gave Tech a game for 12 minutes or so of the first half, 15 minutes of the first, in that range. And like I said, Jones coming back and number eight for them, their two leading scorers from last year. Those guys returning will make them a much better team. I think they're well coached. They're very similar, like I said, to SEMO, where I think they're going to be an upper tier OVC team. Good size, well coached. A lot of St. Louis kids that are back. So the game will have a lot of meaning to them. Kyle does a good job with them. And it's something we want to do for the area. I think, like I told that to Brad, SEMO, not every year, but certainly on a regular basis, we want to play these teams in the local proximity and get as many games with the Missouri teams or like SIUE teams like that are right here that we can get into. And then hopefully, fans appreciate that.
I love that. Call that show me showcase, or, well, if it's SIUE, you got to have an Illinois flavor to it. But Brad's a good coach, isn't he? I think that SEMO team is pretty good.
They are. People were texting me about the, they went in and had Missouri on the ropes. I think they led in the final 2.5 minutes, and, they wound up losing the game in the final 30 seconds. But very well-coached team, very sound. It's normal, for fans kind of to look at it and say, this team stinks or that team stinks. That's awesome part of being a fan. Mm-hmm. Is you can kind of just look, disrespect the other teams. But, we knew SEMO's a good team. We feel the same way about Lindenwood. These are teams that, if you don't have, part of being a great competitor to me is having really high levels of competitive humility, which is, respect for your opponent, just respect for competition in general, and that anything can happen. That's what makes sports, the best entertainment to me in the world is, nothing's done on paper. There's no guarantees. Games aren't won on paper. They're won on the court or the field or whatever. Brad's done a really good job. I thought they're going to have a great year. I think they'll be very competitive for the OVC crown. And I really feel the same way about Lindenwood. I think both those guys do really good jobs. They got good programs. Lindenwood's dramatically better than last year. I think when they won 16, 17 games, I think SEMO has a chance to be better than they were last year. So quality games for us early, good tests, and we'll have to be ready to go tomorrow night.
When you get to Chaffetz Arena, get your popcorn. This is a highly entertaining basketball team, the Spillikens team. Get a hot dog, too. They're pretty good, actually. I had one between games on Thursday. Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Have a great game tomorrow.
Appreciate it, Tom. See you tomorrow. Thanks. See you next week as well.
Absolutely. Josh Schertz with us. His visits are sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll talk some Blues hockey with Dan O'Neill next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.